From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report from Monday, March 3rd, 2014. Here are some stories that made the headlines from February 28th to March 3rd. Jessica Moser reported in the Daily Mail, voters in the Greenville Central School District will vote Tuesday, March 4th on a capital project referendum to provide for extensive repairs and expanded technology in district buildings. The ballot will carry two propositions. The first would authorize the completion of a variety of projects, including a sewer connection to the town of Greenville, all at a cost of $10.3 million. The second proposition would authorize the Board of Education to establish a new capital reserve fund. If approved, the work on the projects is slated to begin in the summer of 2015. Polls are open 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday in the Scott M. Ellis Elementary School cafeteria. Paul Grondel reported in the Times Union, a fire Friday, February 28th, destroyed a newly built barn in Taconic and killed nearly three dozen animals, including small horses, pigs, sheep, chicken, and rabbits. It was the second barn that burned in a year on the Sopik Road property owned by Joseph Macri. Macri's son said that his father was very distraught and absolutely devastated by the event. No people were hurt in the blaze. Flames from the structure were spotted shortly after 11 p.m., and the building was fully engulfed by the time firefighters arrived. An investigation is ongoing, but the fire is not considered suspicious, according to Macri's son. The barn that burned Friday was built 8 months ago on the spot of a wooden barn that burned down 1 year ago. The Daily Freeman is reporting on another barn fire, this one on the property of the Catterskill Resort in Kiskatome. Assistant Chief Pete Kosminski said the fire started around 7 a.m. Friday in a 16-by-30-foot barn that housed a pig and several chickens at the resort located on High Falls Road Extension. The chief said it appears that the fire was electrical in origin. The barn was a total loss. The pig suffered a minor injury but was treated by a local veterinarian. Public News Service is reporting $1 million push is currently underway for public financing of elections in New York. Melinda Tuis has the story.
Supporters of public financing of elections are running $1 million ad campaign in hopes of convincing the legislature to adopt a point in Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget proposal that would create a voluntary program for political candidates to get public funding for their races. The proposal would match 6-to-1 any contributions up to $175. Karen Scharf with the Working Families Party says the evidence is in from New York City and the three other states that have already adopted public financing.
It really does change the way that elections work. Ordinary voters have much more of a say over who runs and who gets elected. And once people are in office, they do a better job of representing their constituents rather than having to respond to the large donors.
Republicans who control the Senate in a coalition with a group known as Independent Democrats oppose giving public money to candidates. Supporters have the month of March to convince legislators to vote their way, since the spending proposal must be finalized by April 1st. Morris Peters, a spokesman for the Division of the Budget, says there's no dollar amount identified for the proposal because its implementation, should it pass, is several years off.
Candidates for the Senate and Assembly will be eligible for this voluntary program in 2016, followed by all candidates for state office in 2018.
Scharf says change to the state's political process is overdue.
Currently, the New York State government is dominated by a pay-to-play culture and a pay-to-play campaign finance system, where those who give the biggest campaign contributions are the ones who shape public policy.
The ad buy itself included some big donors and was purchased by the Public Campaign Action Fund. I'm Melinda Tuhus for Public News Service.
Jeanette Wolfberg reported in the Columbia paper, the Columbia County Sheriff proposed stationing deputies in the Hudson City School District during a meeting of the district's Board of Education last week. Sheriff David Bartlett proposed a deputy come regularly to Hudson schools and have an office set aside in a school building in order to be there on an as-needed basis. Under Bartlett's proposal, the deputy would be present in the school approximately 20 hours a week and would also serve the Germantown Central School District. The officer's duties would vary from patrolling sports events to eating lunch with students. The sheriff characterized the range of responsibilities as equal parts public relations and security. Taking a look at the weather forecast for Greene and Columbia County, today will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, with wind chill values as low as negative 6. Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around negative 4, wind chill values as low as negative 11, with a northwest wind 5 to 9 miles per hour. Tuesday there will be increasing clouds with a high near 26, wind chill values as low as negative 9. Tuesday night, a slight chance of light snow, cloudy with a low around 16. Wednesday, there's a slight chance of snow. It'll be cloudy with a high near 30. And Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 18. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 34. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Sunrise today was at 6:25 a.m. and sunset today at 5:48 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 22 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report from Monday, March 3rd, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.